The takaful industry in Pakistan has come a long way since its inception in 2006, when the Securities and Exchange Commission of Pakistan, SECP, promulgated takaful rules. Azim Iqbal Pirani, Chief Operation Officer and Executive Director at FU Life, recalled the history of takaful in the recent Tribune podcast held in collaboration with FU Hemayat Takaful. He mentioned that FU was the first company incorporated as General Takaful Company with the aim of expanding insurance services to the general public in accordance with their beliefs. Pirani mentioned that at the time, ordinary citizens would not avail any kind of insurance, be it general, life, or health insurance, because people believed that the insurance services were against Sharia. Those like him who joined to serve the takaful industry aimed to expand the services for common citizens in INA with their beliefs, so that they could avail it without any resistance or reluctance. This objective has been achieved to some extent, not as much as desired, but still the share of takaful services in general users has increased. As per last year's report by SIC, takaful's share was around 12% in the total sales of the insurance sector. The share is still modest because of two reasons: one, that people still have doubts about its religious legitimacy, and second, people are not aware of these services as yet. But SIC now has a particular interest in expanding the user base of takaful, aiming to take its share to 35% from 12% by 2028. Host Adil Azhar agreed that lack of awareness is the main stumbling block. He cites the example of insurance in the auto finance sector, where he said that it is high only due to SBP making it mandatory. He said that it is indeed a double challenge to convince people to take finance on Islamic principles and then also add to Islamic insurance, i.e. takaful. Dr. Iram Saba, director of the Center for Excellence in Islamic Finance at UBA Karachi, explained the reasons behind poor concentration of Islamic finance in Pakistan. She noted that our country has a huge population of 250 million, but the commitment of the government and the regulators is not as strong. She compared this to Malaysia, the country with a very large concentration of Islamic finance, maintaining that the government and regulators there are very much committed and awareness is accordingly much more than Pakistan. She said that in Malaysia, students, entrepreneurs, businesses, and every institution is protected by takaful. Compared to Pakistan, she said state institutions in Malaysia are headed by people who are committed to Islamic finance, including their Ministry of Finance, Securities Commission, and Central Bank. She advocates that such commitment, coupled with awareness, is the key to expansion of the takaful industry. In particular, she advocates that such awareness be spread at the level of schools, colleges, and even villages.